Hello and welcome to Technology Services Success, a podcast by CompTIA's Technology Lifecycle Services community.
Hi, my name is Colleen Payne from Universal Adaptive Consulting Services, and I have with me today Angela Dingo. Mm-hmm. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about assessment and consultation. Just give me a brief synopsis of how long you've been in business and how many years you have been working in the technology field.
So the name of the company is Ex Nihilo Management, LLC. Ex Nihilo is actually a Latin word. It means out of nothing. And so we try to create good things out of nothing. We've been in business for 16 years. It'll be 17 years in January, so it's been quite a run. And then I personally have been in the technology field for over 25 years. I actually went to school for computer science.
Okay, that's wonderful. Give me a summary of your services that you're providing to some of your customers, as well as your verticals that you're working in, whether it be state, local, federal, private sector.
Sure. So we work in both the public and the private sector. We also do some things with nonprofits and academia. Our services really span three different areas. Our sweet spot in the public sector is around IT governance, risk management, and compliance. And that is a broad way of saying that we help federal agencies and their technology partners to align technology acquisition, development, and deployment with whatever their overall mission and objectives are. So sometimes that looks like information assurance. Sometimes that looks like policy and procedure development. Sometimes that looks like a number of different things that you would traditionally see from an IT standpoint. Our second area of core competency is around management consulting. That's what we do best in the private sector. And it's more traditional management consulting, so strategic planning, organizational development, and those types of things. And then in the our third area is in training. So we have a learning management system that's based in the cloud, and we do instruction around a lot of soft skills as well as around the Myers-Briggs type instrument. So we help organizations to understand what their leadership style is like and do some leadership development training around that.
Okay. All right. So give me an example of a contract in which you have provided some assessment and consultation services.
So that's one of our core capabilities. And most often when we're doing an assessment and consultation, it's around a regulation that has to do with technology. So most recently, there is a new data protection regulation that came out of the European Union called the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR. When we do consultations around that, we actually go in and take a look under the covers to see in what ways organizations are using personal information about individuals. There's a set of criteria that's very similar to what you see in the public sector with respect to personally identifiable information, how that data is being used, and what changes they might need to make to their systems and or their internal processes in order to protect those individuals' privacy.
Okay. All right. Well, Angela, we're having a great conversation, and we're going to take a short break and return.
In an era of perpetual disruption, much of it propelled by breakthroughs in business technology, access to industry insights and expertise is more essential than ever. So is CompTIA. We're your nonprofit global tech association connecting leading innovators with the experienced technology solution providers who together are actively redefining the state of business technology. If your business builds, sells, influences, or drives the adoption of technology, CompTIA is the place for you. We help you and all the levels of your organization succeed through unbiased industry insight, credible guidance, and supportive collaborations that help you transform the way you do business. Become a member today at CompTIA.org/register.
All right. Thank you, Angela. We're just back from our break. Give me some skill sets. What type of skill sets, knowledge, and or experience that is required to perform the assessment and consultation services on a contract that you are normally providing your end users with?
Most of the work that we do require certifications of some sort. In particular, if we're working in the public sector, there are a number of federal regulations about the types of skills and education and certifications that technology consultants have to have in order to be able to work on those. So most often in the public sector, that's going to look like the CISSP or an ITIL certification or a PMP or a CCNP, one of those certified ethical hackers, any of the certifications that go along with cybersecurity and or networks and systems like operating systems, Microsoft and Linux and things like that. And then for our private sector side, again, given that we do some leadership development around personality assessments and organizational development, our personnel in those areas are looking at the Myers-Briggs type indicator certification or DISC, or I personally hold a certified management consultant designation, and that is one for management consultants. It's a global certification for management consultants. We also use that. So folks that have a hands-on knowledge and experience with technology and have then married that with their education and experience in working with a variety of customers to be able to provide advisory services with respect to whatever technology regulation we're trying to implement.
All right. Please share some of your best practices performed on contracts in terms of assessment and consultation services.
Most of the consultation that we do, again, is around, regulations that exist. And so we try to help all of our customers, whether they're public sector or private sector, to really look at that technology assessment and risk from a business perspective. Because when it's all said and done, for as much technology as people are using on a day-to-day basis, businesses and organizations they exist to provide a service of some sort to their, to their constituents. And so very often, people can get distracted on what the real focus is. So we just try to keep them focused on the business risk. And one of the other best practices that we do is to use industry standard frameworks and methodology. So we are very closely aligned with common methodologies in the technology arena, like ITIL, like TOGAF and COBIT, because those things help us to do a comprehensive gap analysis when we're looking at a customer environment. If you can just kind of start with the framework, and that lays out a pathway for the team to work through and make sure that they're not missing anything when we're assessing a customer environment.
All right. So please share some of your lessons learned in terms of providing assessment and consultation services, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the most common lesson learned is one that most people that are in technology understand from a project standpoint. I mean, it's really important to have commitment from the C-suite, right? So if leadership has not bought into what it is that you're trying to do, in particular with assessments and consultation, the leadership may know that there's a problem. They may, someone within the organization may know that there's a problem. They bring in consultants like us to take a look. But if you don't have buy-in from the top, once you make the recommendations, then the recommendations will either fall by the wayside or not be fully implemented. So it's really important to make sure that we have commitment from the C-suite in order to be successful. One of the other things that we've realized that it's just like I talked about, looking at it from a business perspective, it's important to help our customers see the big picture early on. When we are doing assessments that are related to federal IT security regulations, that can get pretty expensive if our customers start going down the wrong path. If they've, taken some steps on their own and really are kind of lost, that can get expensive for them. So we try to get them, set the stage early on and get them to look at the big picture of how this is going to help them to not only meet the requirements for their existing regulations, but things that might come along in the future. And then the third is that communication is just, it's a key component of getting buy-in and streamlining processes. We've been able to really reduce the amount of time to implement governance processes within the public sector. In some instances, we've been able to reduce them down to 6 months from what used to be 18-month processes. And so communication is a real big key of being able to do that.
Thank you for all that wonderful information. We're going to take a short break and return to continue this conversation shortly.
CompTIA benefits provide members with a wealth of resources that, when leveraged, result in measurable impact, helping to grow IT businesses and careers. Become a member today at CompTIA.org/register.
Okay, Angela, we are back from our break. I want to thank you for all this wonderful conversation we're having. Just a few more questions for you. What are some of the challenges you faced in the technology field, and what are you doing to have to overcome these challenges?
That's a really interesting question. I had a conversation about that earlier this morning. I mean, technology is still pretty much a male-dominated field, so that's probably been the biggest one that I personally have run into. You know, I will very often be the only female in the room or in the conversation as it relates to technology. And so what I've done personally is just get really actively involved in the women's business community. I got involved with and will soon be the chairman of the board for Women Impacting Public Policy very early on because women need to have a seat at the table and be able to have a conversation about the things that impact us personally and impact our businesses. The other thing that I do is speak at conferences whenever I have an opportunity because I think that that establishes some thought leadership and gives you an opportunity, again, to be in the room when people are discussing things that are important. And then finally, I mentor other women business owners via either mastermind groups or, you know, just informal mentoring to kind of, you know, help them find their way through this through the field of technology as well.
Okay. If you had a chance to start over in the technology field, what would you do differently?
That's an interesting question. I actually have had a whole lot of fun working in IT. So I don't know that I would change anything else. You know, I pursued a career in technology because my father was a computer scientist. He worked for the Pentagon, Department of the Army as a civilian. I thought it was interesting then, and it's still pretty interesting to me. I mean, yesterday I hosted a technology deep dive where we had folks in that were talking about artificial intelligence and blockchain and all the newest things that are going on with respect to big data analytics, and it's still exciting to me. So I think I'd probably pursue the same path. I might have gone to a different school or something like that, but otherwise I actually think I would have stayed in and ran the course and charged the hill.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Angela. This has been a great conversation today, and I look forward to seeing and speaking with you soon.
You're welcome. It was good to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to Technology Services Success, brought to you by CompTIA's Technology Lifecycle Services Community. Get more episodes of Technology Services Success on iTunes or wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Learn about TLS and all of CompTIA's member communities at CompTIA.org/communities.